Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Well, hello. Let me introduce myself. Hi, I'm Deb. I'm just being plain. I'm hoping that you know who I am by now. And today, lucky, lucky, lucky us, I get to spend time with you and you get to spend time with me. And if you have been following periodically during our amazing episodes where we either have multiple guests or we have one super cool, funky guest, you're going to be talking to me. You're going to hear some things that I've got to say. Excuse me. Apparently, I'm having a hard time saying them today. But as you know, on this show, we record raw. There is no editing. So I don't get to reshoot this and sound better. Okay. You know what? I was having a chat with someone and I said, what should I talk about today? There's so many different things that I love to share about mission accepted, being on the mission, staying on the mission. What does it look like? How has it changed? And one of the things that got brought to the table was talking about something that I call a CEO seasonal strategy. Because where I live in beautiful Vancouver, Canada, we're going to be coming upon a season of summer. And there's something about the weather that can depict, you know, the weather, the holidays, the calendar that depicts sometimes our drive forward or our drive backwards or somewhere in between. And many times people come back from holidays and it takes them a while to get back into the rhythm of their career, their entrepreneurship, or they take the foot off the gas. They say, all well deserved. First of all, I want to say, anytime that you decide to take off, I am sure if you are out there entrepreneuring, then you deserve to take some time off. Absolutely. When you take time off, how you take time off, how you strategy that time off, that's where the difference comes in. Because even they say when you talk, like, you know, when you change, look, I'm a multitasker. I'm a true believer in purposeful layering, right? That's what I'm going to call it. Instead of, everyone's like, no, you can't multitask. Well, that is not the truth for me, nor the truth for many people I know. It's just what you decide to multitask, right? I say that if you're watching your, you know, grandchildren, or you're watching, you know, brain surgery or something like that, then you stay solo focused. But if you want to go for a walk, get your exercise in, do your grocery shopping, and listen to a podcast or have a meeting at the same time, I consider that layering. And I think most people can handle that. But what happens is when you take your focus off something intently, then it takes you at least 20 minutes for your brain to get back into that rhythm. It's kind of what they used to call the water cooler, right? People would go to the water cooler and then it would come back. They'd come back and it would take them a while to get back into that same point of top performance that they were achieving at. And it would take about 20 minutes. Well, it is natural and it is normal when you take time off to come back and to have to not ease your way back in, but get your head back in the game is probably a better way to put it. So for some people, no problem. They can go away on holidays, they can come back, and they are ready to play. Some people go away on holidays, and as they are starting to come back to that date where I'm back in the office, or I'm back on stage, or I'm back in production, they will mentally start to prepare themselves. That's the majority of people. They start to mentally prepare themselves to coming back to that. And then there's those people that they are completely off until they're off. They come back, they go back into the office, and then it takes them a while to ease back in. None is better than the other, but I want to kind of share it with some things from a CEO seasonal standpoint that has been very fruitful with the clients that I've worked with and the businesses that I've participated in and the businesses that I've created. There's something really interesting about particularly when you're an entrepreneur, that you have all this freedom, that you get to work when you want and not when you don't, right? And I've always had something really cool, like I've kind of called it Tuesday afternoons at the art gallery. Because for me, one of the things that I love about being an entrepreneur is going to where people are not on the day that I can. So most people pack in their holidays during, maybe spring break or this holiday season because the calendar says it's that holiday, or kids are out of school, or spring break, college break, or what have you. Now I get it. I am the mother of two incredible humans who were born 10 years apart. So I had a lot of different dates that the children were and were not available. And everyone's got their own decision making around whether you would take your child out of school for something. So sometimes things gear, they automatically decide for us when we're going to have that downtime and when we're not. But for the most part, you get to decide that. So for me, when I know that I'm going to be taking time off, I will actually clean my schedule ahead of time, about 3 weeks, and I will actually not double down in relationship to, work morning to night, and so I'm completely exhausted before I go away. But I decide what's really super important. What in that time off that I'm going to have that I'm going to need to keep in continuum, and ask myself, can I double down on that? What is it that I'm supposed to do? Maybe it's shooting podcasts. Maybe I'm going to book 3 weeks ahead a whole day of shooting podcasts to get myself through so that I don't go into my holiday or into my time off worried about the things that I'm going to miss because I check them off. So for me, there's something about doubling down and preparation. I'm always a 3 week to 3 month ahead of time anyways, because you are strategically planning your life, right? You're strategically planning your business. So that's one way to ease it so that when you come in, you are back in rhythm. There's nothing that's piled up on your desk per se, because you've checked those boxes off. So sometimes people say, oh my gosh, I can't believe that you're working on a Sunday. And I'm like, well, I'm taking 3 weeks off to go to Ireland. It's worth it and it's good. So there's the preparatory part of that. The other thing is that when everybody is out doing the same holidays, I try to be the opposite to that. So when everyone is taking that time off, there was, I used to run these really incredible sales teams. And in these sales teams, I taught them that that's go opposite, right? It's kind of like that old saying, when someone goes low, go high. Right. So when everyone's away, that is a really prime time to continue with your business. And that might sound really strange. Like everybody's away, they're all off on holidays, they don't have time. That's actually not true. It's an inaccurate statement. It actually means that there's kind of, more water to swim in. It means that there's more availability for conversation. And we did really, really well playing to opposite. So when most people were on holiday, we doubled down, right? And more people were actually available to talk, and they wanted to talk, and their schedules weren't full. And we actually did our best time. I remember one of my girlfriends, it used to be this time, like we were all in the same industry. And for most people, the holiday season, the Christmas holiday season in this sector was their downtime. And she's like, yeah, no. She's like, no, that's not going to be my story. And so she actually, because so many people assumed it was a downtime, so many people took their, gas off the pedal per se. She took that time to capture up on all of the sales that people weren't doing because there was a massive assumption. So that was really cool to watch. And she was at the top of her game every single season. And she planned for that. She planned for that. So I would say that as you're coming up to a time, maybe wherever you are, that you're deciding to take some time off, there's absolutely some things that you can do. So for me, I do take time off in the opposite schedule. I have that allowance. My children are older. Maybe I was that person that, said, hey, you're not, it's okay to miss a couple of days of kindergarten or whatever. And we went and did a couple of different things. But it was very fruitful for our family to be in the opposite. And the one thing that people would say is like, yeah, but aren't you missing the buzz? Aren't you missing what's going on? Aren't you missing like everyone's in right now? And I'm like, no, it actually, you breathe you breathe more over here when everybody's, so it's kind of like that, what I was saying is I go to the art gallery Tuesday afternoon because no one's there per se. But guess what? There are people there. There are people there, and it's my time to chill out. I'm not missing anything. Everyone's buzzing, they're doing their thing, and I'm actually capitalizing. It might be a personal experience that I'm having, right? But I'm capitalizing on the fact that no one is there. So I've heard many people call this many different things. For me, it's kind of a CEO seasonal strategy is where everybody is, be the opposite. When they're all here on this holiday, don't take your holidays at the same time. When everybody's assuming everyone's away, double down. Prepare for the time that you're going to take off. And for me, I'm kind of that person that comes back a little bit before the holiday ends. I have prepared it so that before when I leave, I come back, I know exactly what my routine looks like. I know exactly what I've gotten accomplished before I go. And for me, I don't mind getting more things done before I go so that when I come back, it doesn't take me a week to get back in the game. It's like I'm ready and I'm back in the game and I'm refreshed and I'm ready to go whatever day I decide to go because and there's no stress to it. I haven't missed anything, right? So hopefully you find some of those, life business tactics helpful. But I just want to say that the most important thing is that when you do take time off, don't feel guilty about taking that time off. Don't worry about taking that time off. And the two things that are going to make you make that happen easier is the pre and the post preparation and playing in the pool that not very many people are playing in. So I hope that helps. There's your little kind of, mission accepted support in the world of entrepreneurship. And you know where I am. If you ever want to reach me or you want to reach out, we do lots of cool things over here. I know a lot of you know that we do speaking events. I know that you know that we've launched a television channel. I know that you know that we do podcasts, but there's also lots of really cool classes that we do. Things around top performance, like what I talked about right now, is top performance. We do really cool classes on trade shows and live events on how you can optimize and maximize your results from trade shows and live events. We also do, your media score. What is your media score? What media should you be playing with? And how should you be playing with them? And then, of course, I have a private practice that if you want to come out, hang out with me because you have one situation that you want to, capitalize or optimize on, like a live event or something like that, or you want to plan one, or you want someone to hang out with you in your business, I do 3 months, 6 months, or guess what? We get to hang out for a year and be, people say BFF. I'm like, BBF, business best friend for a while and help you optimize where you need to go. So thanks for being a listener and a viewer of Mission Accepted. And I will pop into your inbox again after you've seen a few of our incredible guests. Just sharing the word. Okay, bye for now.